Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Main Street Station podcast, where we talk all things Disney. My name is Zach.
I'm Angela. And on this week's episode, we suck.
What do you mean? Why do we automatically, like, right out of the gate, suck?
Because it's been 2 weeks since we recorded a podcast, Zach.
I know. Things and life.
Here comes the fumbling and
all of
the
that.
This and the this and the that. And
the this and the that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was. Yep.
You know. Parents can relate. It's, you know, baby teething, growth spurt, something happening. We don't know, but she wants to be up, you know, till midnight with us. So
yeah,
we're
it's rough.
Okay. Can't record a podcast with you. I mean, maybe she might be a good host.
She could be.
We could see.
We'll teach her.
Okay.
But we would also first have to be good hosts.
Right. And we're not.
But
as
anyway,
I just mentioned.
Yeah. So with all of the, COVID transitioning,
you're
working from home.
Yeah.
Our oldest is going back to school.
Right.
Please cross your fingers for good health.
Right.
I mean, so. Who knows what's to come?
Right. It's crazy times over here. So yeah, we skipped a few weeks. Sorry.
We're still alive.
Yep. And we are back in business.
Let's get down to business. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely some news about that. But what have we been doing the past 2 weeks, Zach?
Watching Hamilton.
Yes. Aside from dealing with children and crazy life, we've also, for the first time, we had never previously listened to the soundtrack.
We've talked about this before. We've let everyone know that we don't watch movies or things.
Right. But it wasn't a movie.
You know what? I said things.
Things. Okay. Things encompasses musicals, plays. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
not that I'm
that.
Opposed to any of that, because we actually enjoy going to see these live.
Right, right.
Generally, not during COVID times.
Right, but we don't do it that often. So
if you're like at the Sanger, let's paint that you and I, we've been to the Sanger.
Right.
Which is an awesome theater here for the live arts.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have to like sit there, wear your mask and like pull it down to pop a little piece of candy in there or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are going to be.
I don't either.
I guess we'll have to find out.
Well, because Hamilton is coming.
Right.
So anyway, continue.
So we've kind of been obsessed. We were completely new to it. And I kept saying, Zach, we need to watch it. Everyone talks about how great it is. And then we watched it and
we realized how great it is.
Mind blown. I texted everyone I knew that's been telling me how great it is. And I'm like, but why didn't you tell me it was that great?
Right.
Because it's amazing. And I can't stop listening to the soundtrack 24 hours a day. It's been weeks now.
I know.
Like,
so it's not only been just like a great film with great music and just entertainment. It's gotten me like on a whole different wavelength.
Oh my gosh. He won't stop, y'all. He's like super into American history now. He's like, last night he was reading George Washington's farewell address. Who does that before they're going to bed? Like, I'm scrolling Facebook and he's over there like, listen to this. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Obviously, so we've learned this when we were younger in American history and things of that nature. But like I was telling Angela, is that I didn't want to learn that back then.
No, we wanted to learn it to pass the test.
Right. And now
we weren't really that interested.
And now I'm like super interested.
Right.
And so
some pretty cool stuff.
It is. Yeah. So that I'm reading that. I started reading the Federalist Papers.
Right. I do wonder if Hamilton is not as entertaining to people who aren't American.
Because
it's about American history, and one of our founding fathers, or several of them, are in the play. So, you know.
Well, you'd have to ask some of our across-the-pond listeners.
Right, exactly. Will. Exactly. If you guys have seen Hamilton, were you just kind of like, I mean, it's cool, but whatever, right? Because we're just like super into it over here.
I don't know.
So we love it. Favorite character, Zach? Who is it? I know the answer.
Okay.
Just say it.
Say it. You say it. Which one do you think it is?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, right. That's got to be Zach's favorite. Who's mine, do you think?
I know. It's Aaron Burr.
Correct. Favorite song?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
I have to pick one?
Yes. On the spot right now.
Is it, I'm bad with titles. Is it Guns and Ships? Is that?
That's the one? Yeah. Yeah. You like that one?
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. It is very good.
But it's not so much Thomas Jefferson, but it
no,
is.
No, it's not.
The same actor.
The same actor,
portrayed.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, Lafayette sings that one. So yeah, that's a good one. What do you think my favorite song is?
Ooh.
Guns and Ships would be my runner-up.
Would it be?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Waiting? Is that which
Wait
one?
For
Wait
It.
Wait For It, yeah.
Correct. I do love me some Aaron Burr and Wait
I was
going to
go
it.
With Wait For It or Theodosia. Favorite.
Yeah, Dear Theodosia is pretty good too. All right, so obviously anyone who has seen Hamilton might be enjoying this part, but we got to move on.
We do. Yeah,
this is not going to be a podcast about Hamilton as much as we would
be.
Probably
we
love
could
that.
We could go scene by scene, act
right,
by act.
Right. I can sing
things.
It all for you. You guys right. know I love to sing and I could do it, so. But I'm not going to do that to you. What else is going on? Oh, Shark Week.
It has begun.
I don't know if anyone else out there is obsessed with sharks like
Air
I am.
Jaws.
Oh, we watched Air Jaws.
And that was so good. And it was so interesting in what they're doing now with technology.
Yeah, it is.
We saw they're really getting up close with drones. So you get this awesome above view that you've never been able to get before because it was too dangerous with helicopters.
Right.
But you just bring a little, you know.
Little drone out there.
Little drone. And they caught some awesome footage.
Oh, no.
And it's so cool. So I've always been a fan of the sea, let's call it, the ocean, water.
It's always terrified me.
Well, not really. So, you know, I grew up in it. My mother used to dive.
Right.
So I would always go with her. So there's a lot of that. And so I never really got into like the whole shark thing.
Yeah, I did.
Until you came along.
Right.
And
in the worst way though, because like one of my favorite movies is Jaws.
Right.
So like but I'm on like the terrifying end of shark things.
But I appreciate it. Yeah. I just was never really like that big into it.
Oh my gosh.
Other than yesterday, I'm just staring at the TV.
Right.
For a very long period of time watching Jaws.
We watched Mike Tyson play with some sharks or something. I don't even know. Those were
it's ridiculous.
Those were baby sharks.
That's just entertainment for people that don't like sharks. Here, watch Mike Tyson.
Right. No, we like this stuff like Air Jaws. Like
exactly.
You're
yeah.
It's or, really cool.
Or learn. I saw something today that they filmed for the first time.
Hmm.
I forgot the name of the shark, but they haven't seen the shark in 30 years.
Wow.
And an underwater camera caught it, and they like flipped through the shark book and was like,
oh that's
holy
this
hell,
one, right?
We haven't seen this thing in ages.
That's awesome.
I know, it's incredible. So again, technology is allowing us to do things that we never thought possible.
Shark Week is just going to keep getting better. Next year, you're just going to be on board riding a great white shark.
Right.
They're going to put a GoPro on it, and it's going to be.
I'm sure they already have. But
they probably have.
But I'm astonished by each year. I'm like, okay, what else can they do to make
right,
this
exactly.
entertaining?
It's been going on for thing, how long? Right? But no.
It's crazy.
Love it. Every year I'm glued to the TV.
I know.
All right. Maybe we should talk about Disney.
Okay. Well,
you want to do that?
Well, that's Nat Geo.
It could be, right? That's
so that's Disney.
It's not Nat Geo. Oh, it's Discovery. Sorry. You messed it up.
Whatever.
We're just going to turn it into a Hamilton Shark Week episode.
Okay.
No, we're not. As much as I would love to.
If y'all want to hear us talk about Hamilton for an hour,
probably
let us know.
It would probably be longer than that, but
well, no, we have to like have some sort of
limit.
Boundaries. Yeah, come on.
Good luck.
Well, that's enough of Hamilton. We didn't even talk about
Shamilton.
King George.
Oh gosh.
So
I love King George.
I know, that's like my spirit animal.
It is definitely awesome. Wow. If I had a dime for every time Zach has said that in the past 2 weeks. I would be rich.
Right, yeah. I'll kill your friends and family.
Stop.
To remind you of my love. Anyway.
Zach, you sang on this episode. Weird.
First. Yes. I'm sure there will be singing on this one. But anyway, let's get to the news.
Okay.
And then to the main event.
Okay.
So join us for a grand circle tour of quarantining at Disney. With all the news happening in the world, we always expect Disney to brighten the day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They
Unfortunately, we've always, lately in 2020, it's always been
the worst.
Negative. At least Disney's trying
to bring some joy.
Some of the parks are trying to bring the joy back. And unfortunately, the movies just can't do it yet.
Yeah.
I know some theaters around the world are starting to come back.
There was so much to look forward to this year.
Oh, I'm still upset about Jungle Cruise.
I know, me too.
Okay, but another big one that you and I had been excited about and we've been following through this journey of 2020 is Mulan. So Mulan is going to really change the game.
Yeah.
It's going to be testing the waters, if you will, as to how movies are going to be released moving forward. Pandemic or without,
just regular time.
Just regular. Right. Mm-hmm. Mulan is being released on Disney Plus on September 4th in markets that have Disney Plus. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not just everywhere. And it will be released in theaters in markets that do not have Disney Plus.
Okay. I mean, if theaters are
if they're open, right. So that means for us and anybody listening that has Disney Plus, you'll be able to get Mulan
on
September 4th.
Right.
But it's going to be a $30 purchase. And the way that they made it sound, and that was kind of scary, is that, oh, it's a $30 one-time purchase. I complained to you that our oldest wanted to see Scoob, which was a movie that was going to be released into theaters, but it's Scooby-Doo,
and
he wanted to see it. But it was a $20 rental.
Right, I remember that, and I was like, absolutely not.
I'm like, there is no way I'm spending $20 for a three-day rental.
Nuh-uh.
Sorry.
Not happening.
So try again.
Right.
So here is another trial that might be worth it if you have a family that is going to sit through a movie.
Not ours.
And I say that because we have young children.
Right.
Angela and I would like to see it, but that would be like us spending $15 each at the theater to see a movie.
Right.
We're not going to do that.
No.
But with this subscription, as long as you are subscribed to Disney Plus and you spend the $30 to purchase Mulan, it is yours digitally.
Right. So you own it.
Correct.
For good. But then my question to Zach was, but aren't they going to release it to Disney Plus anyways?
Eventually.
Eventually, right. They're going to make you wait for it, sure. But
is it worth it?
I don't know.
I just don't know either. If this was Jungle Cruise coming out,
you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I was so hyped about Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I was so hyped about Mulan.
I know.
But I just don't know if I could justify a $30 purchase because it's going to eventually end up on Disney Plus.
So it is. It's not being released to theaters then?
Not in markets that have Disney Plus.
That's what threw me off because when we briefly talked about this, when we saw this news, I said, well, we're in phase two of reopening here in Louisiana, and I don't believe theaters are open currently.
No, they're not.
But they could be soon.
Soon.
If, you know, we can get the numbers down in a two-week period, we may be able to have theaters open. And we would spend less than that going to the theater to see it.
Once.
Right. That's true. Very true. Good point. But I feel like I could spend less at the theater to see it once and then still have my Disney Plus subscription and get it on there when it comes.
Correct. Because you know, would probably drop the kids off.
Right.
Go see it early.
Right.
For a little bit less than like
right,
a Friday
early
night.
Sunday matinee or something. Exactly. That's what we would do.
So we would be able to beat that $30.
Right, exactly.
And then we would still eventually have it on Disney Plus.
Exactly. But if it's not going to theaters and I don't have that option.
Again, like we mentioned.
How long will I have to wait to
see
it?
Like we mentioned in the beginning of this episode, we're not like movie files.
No, we're not cinephiles.
Cinephiles.
No, we are not movie people.
Right.
But I have really wanted to see this movie. So I don't know. What do you think we'll do, Zach? Are we going to do it?
I don't know.
I kind of want to.
I kind of want to as well because I feel bad in a way.
Yeah, for Disney? Yeah, they're losing tons of money?
I mean, not so much just for Disney, but this was supposed to be a very beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be.
It was probably going to be a huge
it was
summer blockbuster.
It was. And so for them,
for the actors,
I feel for the actors, for everybody that put in the work.
Right, exactly. Everyone who was involved in making this film.
I'm upset that the way that it was filmed, we're not going to get it at home. We're not going to,
it's not going to cross over. Right?
It's not.
I might make you just pay one night. Well, I'm going to be bored one night and say, Zach, just pay the $30 so I can watch Mulan because I really want to see it. That's what's going
to
happen.
All right, let's move on from Mulan and this experiment that's about to happen.
Right, we'll see how it goes. In other movie news, Pixar announced a new movie coming in June of 2021, as we're all kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that date sticks because Everything's getting pushed back thanks to COVID.
COVID.
But this movie is called Luca. And it's a story about a young boy living on the Italian Riviera who shares adventures with his newfound best friend. So it's a wonderful story about friendship. Like we keep repeating, we're not movie people, but I know we're going to see this movie. And
we're going to probably see it. Yep. Be
a huge hit in our family because...
Yeah, we don't typically talk about our kids and their names and all that. We've said it before in the past. But anyway, our oldest is Luca.
Yeah, that's our oldest son's name.
And so it's super exciting, especially for me, because it was on my birthday that Disney released the news that they were going to be having a movie called Luca. So it was really kind of cool. It was cool to see that they were going, really cool for him too.
When I showed him the graphics they released and everything, I was like, Luca, you want to see what the new Disney movie is going to be coming out? And he was so, like, I hyped it up for him and he saw it and I was like, what's it called? And he was really confused. Like, he probably thought I was, like, pranking him. He was like, Luca? I was like, yeah, that's the name of the new movie.
Right. So, it's so cool.
I know. He's really excited and I'm sure he's going to love that movie just because it has his name. So. Right.
But,
it sounds like a good story. I didn't throw the twist that it's out there if you want to know kind of really the plot of it. It's out there. I didn't want to spoiler alert, but or spoil anyone's.
Well, what does it say?
No, I'm not going to say
You're not going to say it.
No, they can go online and Google, you know, Disney Pixar Luca.
Well,
and
you'll get the spoiler there.
Okay. It's really cool though. So, but I think that was, oh no, there was more movie news, Zach.
More movie news?
Yes. I saw it today.
Oh, today. No, it was today. This was, this is post figuring out what we were talking about tonight.
So
Tron is coming back.
Right.
For a third installment.
I didn't even know there were two.
What?
No.
Oh, wait. Excuse me, everybody. Angela is now a diehard Tron fan.
Yeah. Why, Zach? Tell them why.
Because Jared Leto is the lead actor.
Yes.
But apparently, it was hilarious the way that I read it earlier was that Disney finally found a director that'll put up with lead actor Jared Leto. It was hilarious. And I was like,
everyone shush. Just look at his face. It's beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
That's all you need to
and
know.
He knows it, which is probably the
probably
problem.
Why he's a problem, right. But it's fine. He can get away with it. Have you seen him?
He's pretty.
Yeah, he's pretty.
So I mean, it's one of those things that I'm not a big Tron fan.
No,
but,
I had no idea. I didn't even know there were two previously. What? What is? I mean, I obviously knew.
The original one
I knew
was
the original one, right, and it didn't do well.
Years ago.
Oh, no, that one. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that one didn't
well. Oh, so they're calling that the original, then the remake is the second?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they had two of the new ones.
No.
And this is like the third of the new ones. Okay, I get it now. But still.
Like 80s and then 2010, and then they're like, oh, we have no more ideas. 2020.
Well, I mean, they're building the Tron light cycles in Magic Kingdom.
Actually,
so
it's been a thing for a couple of years now.
Okay.
But they've had issues because of
Jared Leto?
All right, anyway.
Hey. Give him a break, guys. Look at his face. Okay?
So we'll be revisiting.
We'll be seeing that one.
Yeah.
So that was all. I thought Zach knew that movie was out, but didn't tell me, or knew that movie was coming out, but didn't tell me because he knew Jared Leto was going to be in it, and he would get tired of hearing me go.
Oh my god. Anyway, moving on from movie news.
Jared Leto.
We've had some issues come about in the Disney parks in Florida.
Yeah, you know what the issue is?
What is it?
This is not really news, but I'm just going to interrupt you real quick. This was the week that Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party was supposed to start.
Oh, come on. Why are you saying that now?
No, I just want to... That's the issues we're having here, Zach, okay? The issue is we don't get the Halloween party. It was supposed to start this week, but...
I don't care that it was supposed to start this week because you shouldn't be having these parties in August.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'll give you
it's
that.
It's too hot. It's too early. You need.
And if you had free tickets, you'd go.
No, I would love to be nothing more than to be at
right
Mickey's
there,
Not
right.
So Scary Halloween Party. Don't
right
get
now.
Me wrong. But I just feel like September.
Oh, that's where
that's
you
the,
draw the line?
That's the line.
Okay.
And I'm a huge Halloween fan.
Right.
All
right,
everybody. So don't come at me.
Yep.
You can if you want, and I'll argue my point. However, August is not the time.
I disagree.
For a Halloween party.
Okay, so back to what your news is.
But anyway, it's sad because what Disney is seeing now in that they're going to reflect in September September 8th, to be exact, is they're cutting park hours beginning September 8th. And I don't know. I think they're making a mistake with that. And I understand that they're not packing the parks in. They're right. not making a ton of money.
Right. And the parks are dead.
They're probably almost losing money.
Yes, that's
operating.
The problem.
And so
keeping them open that late, they're losing money.
So
they can't lose any more money.
The problem I see with it is that it's summertime. And I think that they should do the hour cutting in summertime.
Because in the middle of the day?
Not in the middle of the day.
That would make sense, actually.
It probably would. If you have because some restaurants do that, but I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, because you have small children issues where not everyone can go later on.
But also not everybody is staying on the grounds either. So not everybody can go back to their room.
Right, that's true.
So I get that. But in the summer, I mean, people just, they don't stay in the parks all day. I mean, obviously some younger people do.
Right.
And that's
younger
fun.
People.
And that's fun. No, like, or younger kids.
The youngers.
Or people without kids. They might stay in the park all day.
Yeah, they do.
Regardless that we have kids, I wouldn't stay in the park all day.
No, I like to go for a break.
Exactly.
Cool off.
So with that being said, I probably would still shave the hours in summer and not do it so much in fall, because there's something about being in the parks late at night, later at night, let's say.
Right.
In the fall.
Right.
I don't know.
I get that, but...
But they're changing it, and this is what it is. If you're going to the parks in the near future, Disney's Animal Kingdom was 9 to 5. It is... it's now 9 to 5. It was 8 to 6. So you lost 2 hours.
Yeah.
May not be a big deal to some people, but it... I mean, you're losing 2 hours. You're paying full price.
Right. You're not losing. Yeah, they're not giving any discount.
No discount. So Hollywood Studios was 10 to 8. It is now 10 to 7. Epcot was 11 to 9. It is now 11 to 7.
Gee.
Ugh. That's rough.
Yeah.
And then Magic Kingdom was 9 to 7. Is now, will now be 9 to 6. This all, again, starts on September 8th. So...
That
it's kind of rough, because you have to keep in mind there's no parades, there's no fireworks, there's no shows, but you get to walk on rides, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where the line is, like.
And they haven't given an end date to these reduced hours.
They haven't. No.
Okay. I just wonder if maybe they'll take it back after a month and be like, we're fine. Now we're packed. I don't know. I can hope that, but I definitely say we have family members going in September who just learned this news, and I'm like, gosh, if that were me, I'd probably be canceling.
That's right before they go.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. For me, if I'm paying full price,
they've had dinner reservations for later at night in some of those areas.
Those are canceled. So. You're losing time in the parks. You're still paying that full price. But the sad thing is we need people to go. Because we enjoy Disney.
Yeah, I think we've said that if it was just us two, we would go.
Right. But with our children and everything.
It's not. No,
it's
absolutely
not. Worth
not.
It. But yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. I go back and forth on it. It's like I would want to cancel, but who knows what I'd actually do. Just book me a trip, Zach, and we'll see what I do, okay?
Well, we're talking about going next year.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see. We will see.
Like three times.
I know.
For emphasis? I don't know.
Yes. So, any more news, Angela?
Nope.
Or are we just getting over to the bread and butter?
The main event.
Let's do it. All right, so I'm super excited about this episode because it's something new. Who would have ever thought to talk about where would you quarantine at Disney World?
Right.
Other than in 2020. So
exactly. Well, you know, in case anyone doesn't know, there's a global pandemic happening.
Well, that
should have been in our news episode.
I feel like it's more localized to the United States.
Right, at this point, geez. So, don't get me started. We thought, what if we had to quarantine at Disney? Obviously, we're kind of coming out of the quarantine stage now. We are free to kind of roam around and do some things. But
who's speaking for me?
If I'm speaking,
I'm ready for phase one again.
No, stop. You want to be stuck home? That's the sad part.
No. I just want a majority of the people to be stuck home.
Right. You want to be free to roam, but yeah. Mr. Essential Worker. Anyways, back to the point, Zach. Okay. You're taking me off my.
I do. That's what I do best.
So, where would you like to quarantine in Disney if you had to? And of course,
I think we're gonna just leave it at Disney World, correct? Or did you?
Yeah, no. I stayed at Disney World.
That's what I thought.
As per the usual, we have no rules here.
There were no regulations
or guidelines set for this because, as I stated in the beginning of this episode, we suck. So
It's just a
free for all, you know? Whatever you want to do.
All right, Angela.
Whatever you want to do. Okay.
Where are you quarantining? Let's go.
Oh, okay. Like, we're doing like top three, kind of, right?
Name three places that you would prefer to be quarantined.
Okay. I'm going to start in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay. All right.
I'm going with the Emporium.
The Emporium.
It's huge.
It's
got everything you need. Right there on Main Street.
Mostly.
Because
ooh, tell me why.
Because
I'm going to destroy this. But anyway, go ahead.
It's even attached to Casey's.
Oh, wait, it is.
So
it is.
I can
You're
go
right.
in there. They're attached. So it's included.
And
Casey's
you have
is included.
Incredible
in
shopping.
Yes.
Oh man, you're right.
Yes.
You could even argue that you could get a haircut right next door.
Possibly.
Right.
Or, you know, whoever my quarantine neighbor is across Main Street at the candy
shop.
That
was going to be what my thing was.
We could trade. Like,
is that like, say, it's a nice fall day outside on Main Street. And you open a window. But what would you get if you open the window?
I don't know.
A nice scent of the confectionery.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
But like I said, I could make quarantine friends with my neighbors.
You could.
And
this
we could
true.
Socially
could,
distance.
You could throw a
trade.
Dog.
Like,
they
right,
could throw,
exactly.
they could throw some
throw
baked
some candy.
Goods.
Right. Exactly.
It smells so good.
Or, you know, even if we could just go right outside of our quarantine spots.
Yeah, like in a bubble.
Sit on, right. I'm still in my bubble. I'm on my sidewalk.
Main Street.
Right. Sitting on Main Street.
Somebody
nice
could throw you a Starbucks.
Be. Right. So, I don't know if you want, I'm not a good catch, so maybe don't throw a Starbucks
You're a great
at
catch.
Me. Not. Zing. All right, Zach. So that was my first pick.
All right,
would you?
I'll leave us in Magic Kingdom. And I know you were like, oh, nail it down a little bit more. But I couldn't. I could not.
Okay.
In Magic Kingdom. So I'm like, in what area would I be? And now I'm just like second guessing myself. But I went with Adventureland.
Really?
I did. Because now I'm thinking like, okay, well, Tomorrowland pretty much has everything that I would want also.
Mm-hmm.
So that could also be a place where I would quarantine.
Right.
Man, that's a hard decision. But I went with Adventureland.
Okay.
And there's reasons for it.
Okay.
When you're hungry for a good meal of food.
Right.
None other than Pecos Bill.
Oh, okay.
Right? You have great attractions.
Wait.
What? Tell me. What?
That's not really an Adventureland.
It's at the edge of it.
That's like Frontierland. Yeah, I mean,
that's the edge
of... I'll give you a technicality. It's kind of... There's like a back entrance there.
There is. I mean, you have Tortuga Tavern.
Right.
You don't know if it's open, but it's over there. Right. So you have good food. You have good food over there. You have Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, no. You could go with Skipper Canteen.
I know. You have Skipper Canteen.
Okay.
You have Pirates of the Caribbean. You have Jungle Cruise.
Correct.
You have Tiki Room. And then what do you do when you're all tired of the best rods?
And some good food. You go get a Dole Whip.
You go get a Dole Whip.
Okay.
You go get a Dole
Whip. Calm down. I'm going to get a Dole Whip.
Right. So
I like it. I'm not going to argue if we have to quarantine in Adventureland. I'm good with it.
So I thought about like, okay, where would I quarantine? And then I would just probably go take a nap somewhere in Swiss Family Treehouse.
Hmm.
So.
Never been there, so I don't know what it's like.
We would go check it out.
Okay.
All right. So that would be my first place that I would think to quarantine. Like 1.2 or like A to B would probably be Tomorrowland. All of a sudden on the fly, I'm like...
But wait, I want to go there.
We could have a concert.
You're indecisive.
No. We could have a concert.
No.
With Sunny Eclipse.
We're not... Oh.
You could be... Yes.
Cosmic rays.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you eat... You eat, you can have a live concert, and then
you
can
have live entertainment during your quarantine.
Right, and then you have,
amazing.
Obviously, you could go into outer space, and then where else would you relax?
I don't know. Oh, The People Mover.
The People Mover.
I gotcha. I see.
Ooh, man, that's so good.
We didn't talk about that in news. The People Mover.
Oh.
This is why we suck once again. This is the going theme of this episode is we suck. People Mover. Closed for refurbishment. Not open currently.
I think they said like 2.5 months.
Jeez.
Why did we not mention that?
Thanks, JPEG. Anyways, it's the new trending hashtag.
Where's your next place to quarantine?
I'm going to Sanaa.
Ooh,
at Animal Kingdom.
Very
World.
Good. Mainly very good. All right, tell me why.
Because bread service.
Bread service.
I'm going to gain that COVID-19.
Oh, it's not, that's a it's thing
like,
yeah,
it's like, kind of like the freshman 15.
Right, but it's the
but
COVID-19.
But like when you're quarantining, you're gaining at it. Least the COVID-19.
Okay.
Because, whew, that's all I'm going to do is eat some bread, some naan,
right.
Some sauces.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there. And, I mean, you have the safari right outside the window,
you
too.
You do, though.
Like, I feel like what's going to happen is the giraffes are going to end up being like my pets during quarantine. And we're just going to become friends.
I like it.
And I'm going to take a giraffe ride every morning.
And that's fine.
If it can carry me after
you
my
could be
COVID-19.
Jane. Right. You could just be Jane.
Exactly. I'm going to be living my best life over there at Animal Kingdom
Lodge. Sounds like it. So
at Sanaa.
I couldn't get out of Epcot. So I tried.
I didn't even think of Epcot.
I tried to figure out where I would go in Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Obviously, Sunset Boulevard would be fun, right? You could stay.
No,
I mean,
there was another place I thought of there.
Well, I know, but this is what I would stay in Hollywood Studios.
Where?
In Sunset Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah, because you have good food.
You failed.
You have good shopping, and then you have the best stay
at the hotel.
The hotel.
So, okay, I do love
not,
that.
That's not what I chose, though.
Okay.
What I chose.
But really, you skipped over Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, no, I did. Because.
Weird.
No, Tower of Terror is like my jam.
That did not make my list either, but.
It's pretty good, though.
It was
right?
close, right? Like,
yeah.
Galaxy's Edge would be.
So I'm thinking you wanted to like nail it down to a little bit more precise.
More, right.
Right? Like what more precise than the Mexico Pavilion?
Oh, yes.
Right? Yes.
Good food.
Good shopping.
A ride. Yeah.
And a place to relax.
And a place to get tequila.
Right.
Done.
The best.
It's like, you just picked the perfect place.
I did.
That's heaven on earth.
I know. And
quarantine heaven on earth.
Right. And it's, you're out of the elements.
Right.
Nice and cool. You have a nice. You have a nice.
Volcano in the background.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things that you would think that like.
Yeah.
How is that not the number one place to be quarantined in Disney?
You're right. How is it not?
Right. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you how it's not because I feel like we might have the same.
If we have the same.
You're winking at me over there.
Weird eyeballs.
He's winking at me weirdly. Okay. So you ready for my number one?
I am ready for your number one. I'm ready for our number one.
Can we say it together? Just to see if it's the same.
All right, here we go. So it's going to be like rock, paper, scissors, but we're going to go
one, two, three,
then go.
Okay. All right,
so one, two, three, the
Trader
land.
Sands. What? Zachary.
Trader Sam's. No.
Yeah, Zachary.
Listen, I would have went with the Poly because you have great dining. You
entertainment. It's a bar.
It is.
What are you doing during quarantine?
That's true.
What do you need in your life?
Right.
A drink.
Right. So,
like, come on.
So that's fun.
Especially if you're home with three children.
But I told you I couldn't get out of Epcot.
That's true. I can't believe we didn't land on the same place on that one.
So I see what you did there, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so
this marriage is a sham.
Wow. So literally you just picked just one part of the Polynesian Resort.
Yes. Yes, I told you I was specific in mine.
Right.
If you have to quarantine, you can't really be like roaming around.
But they do have food. I mean, you could just pass out on the floor.
Exactly.
Yep, or the bar. I mean,
I don't know
how they are.
There's fun things happening all over the place. I mean, you got free entertainment there.
That's true. So
and good drinks.
Look, I am not opposed to your decision.
I know, you would be there.
I would be there. And just as I think you would be with me in the land.
Free food, right?
There's incredible food.
Mm-hmm,
you have fish,
mm-hmm.
You have greens, you have vegetables and fruits.
You're so healthy.
And then you also have...
I'm over here saying alcohol for dinner, and you're like, no, Angela. We have these wonderfully hydroponic grown
right.
vegetables, right. So whatever they do there.
It's one of those things that, like, I just thoroughly enjoy it from the beginning to the end. There's a little history lesson.
I do love it.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the fresh food. And I'm all about fresh food.
You wouldn't gain the COVID-19 there.
No, you wouldn't.
No, it's
but
too healthy.
You would survive.
Yes.
And be happy,
yes,
I feel.
Yes, you would. So probably be happier at Trader Sam's.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just, you'd be unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
But happy.
Correct. All day long.
We've never eaten there or really, I've been in there, but I've never really right. been there.
Right.
So, I don't know.
No, we're there.
No, I like it. I like it, though. I do think that's a good decision because you have food, you have drinks.
And I thought for sure we were going to have the same one there.
You did. I really, okay, so I wrote down a bunch of different things that I would do, and I thought, like, the Polynesian was going to be one because you have good...
You have like a beach.
You have a beach.
Right.
You have a pool. You have a great view of the castle.
Yeah.
Offer fireworks whenever they return. You could even say that you're going to stay in the bungalow, but you have a good, you have good dinner.
Right.
You have good,
Ohana.
Yeah. And then you could, retire to the bar if you
Correct.
Will.
So. No, I'm just living in the bar.
Right.
During quarantine.
I know. You were like super specific.
Yeah.
That's very,
very
good.
Much.
Yeah. That's funny.
Have a lot to learn about you.
I didn't think about it, to be honest.
I can't believe it.
No, because I thought about the entire resort.
I get it. Right. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
That's all we got.
After 2 weeks, that's all we got.
Well, we hope you enjoyed.
Once again, we suck.
That's already, like, apparent.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you for listening to this episode of the Main Street Station podcast. We will be back more consistently.
Hopefully.
With more entertainment for you. Mm. It's free. Enjoy it.
Right.
You can write our complaint department.
Zach's got a phone number for you.
I do, yeah. And I love complaints.
Send them in.
Send them right on in. You can check us out on Instagram at the Main Street Station. Or you can follow us on the website at themainstreetstop.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or that little phone number that Angela was referring to, 407-984-6777, 407-984-MSSP. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings, watch your head and step as you disembark, take small children by the hand, and join us next week for another episode of the Main Street Station podcast. Bye-bye.
You say the price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea that you hurled in the sea when you see me go by. Why so blue? I don't know. Am I making up words here?
I think you're like joining two of the songs
right,
together.
Like you did just now. You messed up my song.
I did.
What else can we sing?
What else can we sing? There's
who there's wants to sing 28 the entire songs. It's probably more than that. Who wants to sing the entire Hamilton soundtrack with us? We could do a sing along.
We could.
With some listeners.
Y'all want to do a sing along episode?
Let's not do a sing along episode. That would be tragic many levels.
It would be so fun though. Like, we could just have, like, multiple people sing different verses of different songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
gosh.
We could piece them together.
Let's do it.
We could.
Call the voicemail and sing a part of a Hamilton song, and we'll fill it in somehow.
Anyway, good night.
Good night.
We're happy to be back.